There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken and Lori Heisey.
...1975 is the year. Jaws is the movie. Jaws hit the theaters, becoming a summer blockbuster that gave us the famous phrase...
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to say how old we were, but... we were pretty young at the time, and I know you. You're not a movie nut, but I remember that movie like it was yesterday.
I'm not very good at movies, but I do remember I can feel the goosebumps thinking of how you felt knowing that that shark was lurking out in the waters and they're sitting out there in this tiny little boat.
I know. And, you know, I mean, back in those days, I mean, the way they made films and the cinematography was so much different. And, you know, I didn't like scary movies to begin with, like Exorcist and all of those. But, you know, here it was, a movie about a young woman being killed by a shark while she was skinny dipping, you know, near the New England tourist town of Amity Island. And I didn't know this. I had looked it up, but it was most of this film was done on Martha's Vineyard and in and around Falmouth, but really beautiful area. But yeah, quite the scary movie back in that day.
Then they used to have the Jaws exhibit down at Disney or somewhere down there, one of those Florida parks too as well. So, well, everybody, it's Ken and Lori Heisey. As you know, hopefully by now, we are Heisey Advisory Group, and we're here every Sunday morning on KMOX, and we happened to watch this movie the other week, and you know, we got to talking about it and said, you know, there's some things that we can correlate to what we do and how we can help you. So we thought we'd open up with a little bit of fun and talk about Jaws.
Yeah, give you a little bit of variety. You're probably going, what is going on right now? Why are we hearing the Jaws theme? But yeah, it just kind of reminded me, it got me thinking about, you know, how risk could be lurking in your retirement portfolios
or in your retirement waters.
And so we just kind of had some epiphanies, things that we do in our normal daily life remind us about retirement. So wanted to kind of bring that up, and hopefully it spurred some fun memories for you. But one of the first things, and one of the risks that might actually be lurking in your retirement waters, and there's probably about five common ones, but the first one we would want to talk about is health risk. You know, and a major cause of unexpected bills, expenses, and things that come up in retirement. But according to estimates by Fidelity, an average 65-year-old couple can expect to pay, you ready for this, $285,000 in healthcare costs. And that's not even accounting for long-term care. So, you know, how do we factor in those costs in our retirement plan? And maybe those aren't things you're thinking about, but you need to be.
Well, it's like we talk time after time after time. Your very first step in the process of a retirement plan is to determine what do you want to spend, right? And it's not just what you want to spend for your housing expenses and what you want to spend for travel and vacations and things of that nature. We have to be planning for healthcare expenses because they add up. I think one of the things that is missed most often when clients or new families come into the office and we're taking them through the budget process, they tend to think that their current medical expenses that they pay for at work are what it's going to be like in retirement, and it's not. The first thing that you have to think about is Medicare itself is roughly about $145 a month in 2020. And again, these are all based on what your income was. So what Medicare does is looks back 2 years at what your income was 2 years ago. And then they have this whole chart that anywhere from $145 a month to as high as $491 a month per person. Okay. So, and why is that important? It's important because if you're going to do Roth conversions, understand things of that nature that can cause your taxable income to be higher can have an impact on your Medicare premium. Then in addition to that, you need to add on a Medicare supplement. So you're looking minimally, probably in the neighborhood of $400 a month per person for healthcare expenses and retirement. And, you know, it adds up, and you want to maybe budget some extra for potential prescription drugs, because that's another part of the Medicare premium is Part D prescription drug coverage. And again, that premium goes up with taxable income as well.
Well, and you're talking about retirement and Medicare. What if you retire prior to age 65 and you're trying to bridge the gap?
Then you have to buy your own private insurance.
Buy your own private insurance, or maybe you have the opportunity to continue it for the 18-month COBRA. If you've ever looked at COBRA, and I did health insurance for almost 20 years, it's really, really expensive. So in doing that budget sheet, there's a lot of factors where we can look at, okay, well, I want to retire at 62 or 63, so we're going to bridge that gap until we get to Medicare, and then what might those costs be? Next on the list is inflation. You know, maybe the current inflation rate's extremely low at maybe just a tenth of a percent. It's historically averaging 2 to 3. So how can inflation impact our retirement, and are there ways that we can plan for that?
Yeah, that's definitely something that's out there. The cost of inflation does have an impact on a retirement plan, and you want to make sure that you're factoring inflation into your spending. But understand, if you're still making a mortgage payment, that mortgage payment has zero inflation because your principal and interest stays the same until the loan is paid. Now, your taxes, property taxes, and your homeowner's insurance, that'll be subject to some inflation. So different inflation for different people. If your house is paid off, you're probably going to experience a little bit more inflation because of what your spending involves. And the more that you have healthcare expenses, you're going to have higher inflation as well, because those go up even higher. And if you're paying for long-term care premiums, the inflation rate on those is pretty high too. Just make sure that you're accounting for it. And, you know, for some people, it may not be as much of an impact because of their plan to spend so much less later in life, but don't miss out on the impact inflation can have.
Well, yeah, and the plans to spend less aren't necessarily true with what we're seeing with the majority of our families. Most of our families say, you know what, I want to spend what I'm spending now. I want to enjoy what I'm enjoying now. I don't want to spend less. And some do, but the majority of our families, you know, today are saying, I want to live on what I'm making right now.
Oh, or more.
Or more. Yeah.
Or more.
Many people want more.
Yeah. And truly, here's one of the other areas that I always correlate to. If you go back to when we've had really high inflationary times, we've also had very high interest rates, and interest rates tend to correlate with high inflation. So one of the kind of, I think, benefits potentially that could be there if we do run into some high inflation is that fixed interest rates generally are much higher as well. Go back to when we had double-digit inflation, we had double-digit bank CD rates at the same time.
Right. And how much are CDs paying today?
Zip, not a nothing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So what we're talking about today is what is lurking in your retirement waters that could be, as we were correlating it to the movie Jaws, and another risk that could be, something in your retirement portfolio would be interest rates. And have they been in a long-term decline? Yes, since the early 80s. And the Fed right now has said, the benchmark rate is basically zero. And interest rates aren't expected to go up anytime soon. So why are low interest rates a retirement risk? I don't think a lot of people understand that.
Well, it's fascinating. Over the years, that the number of people that have come into the office and they've told me, my retirement plan used to be real simple. I wanted to accumulate $1 million, and I wanted to put it into a 5% bank CD, safe, no market risk, and just live off the interest. So think about that. If you had $1 million at 5%, that's $50,000 a year. And whether you have maybe $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 of Social Security, you have a nice income between your CD income and your Social Security. You know, maybe you have a pension on top of it as well. But the interest rate cycle right now is not bearing that out, and it's causing people to have to look for other avenues of investments. And the other interesting correlation between interest rates and bonds is the fact that they're inversely related. And what that means is that as interest rates go up, bond prices will go down. And if interest rates are at lows, that means bond prices are high. And that poses for some interesting scenarios if you're looking at bonds as the investments over the course of the next 10 years. Because if we start to see interest rates rise, we have risk in the bond market. So low interest rates provide a lot of different risks that are not often thought of as we're moving forward in retirement planning. And I really want you to be aware of the impact, because it could be a very, very significant impact moving forward. And these are the type of things. So Lori was talking about some of these risks, and we're talking about, Jaws and needing a bigger boat. And to me, the bigger boat today is really having a solid, comprehensive, holistic retirement plan. And, these are all the risks that we need to be evaluating. Some of them you're familiar with, some of them maybe you haven't even thought of. And it's really taking this all into consideration to build out an income plan so that you can live the life that you want to and enjoy the things in retirement that you want to. Understand the risks that are there. Make sure that we're talking about them, making sure that we've managed them to the best that we can, so that you know that you'll be able to enjoy those times. And that's why you need to reach out and give us a call. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Sit down with us. Let's take a look at how these lurking risks that are out in your retirement waters, let's make sure that they're not going to take a big bite out of your retirement. Call us today, 314-328-4400.
Will who's sleeping in the White House affect your retirement? Between now and the November election, you'll hear all about who's fit to be president. No matter who gets elected, they'll likely be in office anywhere between 4 to 8 years. But how long will your retirement last? The election could have a bearing on the future of the stock market and taxes, but there's another presidential election in 4 years, then another, and another. Ken Heise and the team at Heise Advisory Group can help you create a customized plan that's as election-proof as possible. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 and schedule a visit. Heise Advisory Group is local and independent. They don't report to some big-name company. They report to you. Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400. Don't let who sleeps in the White House affect your plan for retirement. Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 now and schedule a visit. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Lori on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Just was getting into that dun 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 dun. You remember that? That was such great music.
Oh my gosh.
To just kind of get you still and get you really kind of worried about what's coming. And it's Ken and Lori Heise. This is Your Retirement Highway. And yes, that was Jaws from 1975.
Yeah, what a phenomenal movie. I went back kind of refreshing my memory of Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss. And it was a Steven Spielberg movie, some of you that didn't remember, but
directed, the master of all masters.
Yep, and story by Peter Benchley. So just a little bit of tidbit information there, just to share with you.
And again, we kind of came up with this concept for the show today because we had seen the movie, and we just thought about this whole, you know, that shark lurking around in the waters, and how that correlates so well to so many of you that you are approaching this thing called retirement, and you know that there's this shark that is lurking around in your retirement waters, and the last thing you want to do is have them take a big bite out of everything. And so we're talking about some of the risks that are similar to that big bite. We talked about healthcare risks, right? The expense of healthcare, $285,000 in medical costs, not including long-term care. That's a lot to plan for. We talked about inflation and the impact that can have. And just before the break, we were talking about low interest rates and the impact on retirement and the risk that has. And I know so many of you, you're dying with these bank rates, right? I mean, gosh, zero, the 10-year treasury, 10-year treasury is below 1%. How do you put together a retirement plan when interest rates are so low? What are the options? So many of you think, well, that just means we have to be in the stock market more. Well, that may not be the best solution either.
Right, because another common threat that's lurking in your retirement is a drop in the stock market.
Oh, goodness.
You know, and it's easy to see why people get comfortable with the stock market. I mean, the last bull market lasted for 11 years, after all, but the stock market is volatile. I mean, yes, we've been seeing some very excellent growth, I would say, but it's still volatile. And so how do you approach investing when you are either retired or you're close to retirement? And there are things that you should be looking at and planning for.
And don't misunderstand us. You need to have some exposure to the stock market in some way, even if it's just a fractional amount. But because you want to have some long-term growth potential for parts of your portfolio. Oftentimes, I think your Roth IRAs should have the biggest market risk, because hopefully if you've got a good advisor working with you, you're not planning on using that Roth IRA until very, very much down the road when tax rates are higher, because it's going to be worth a lot more when tax rates go up. So what you have to be careful of, though, is you have a lot of advisors that are out there that believe all your money should be in the market. And I struggle with that. I don't feel that is in my client's best interest to have all that exposure. I think they should have some money that is safer and outside of the market and without market risk. Now, on the flip side, you've got a bunch of annuity salespeople that are out there that are just trying to say, hey, the market is going to be a scary place. Maybe you should be moving all your money into annuities. In fact, I think there's even a new show on KMOX that is heading that direction. I'm not sure. But what you need to do when it comes to the stock market is you need to have a deep understanding of what your downside risk is. And you need to have a portfolio that is blended together, kind of an asset allocation, and you need to understand and stress test that portfolio so that if we have a 2008 all over again, right? 2008, the stock market dropped 37% that year. Are you okay if your retirement assets drop 37% in 1 year? If you are, great. Stay the course. But if you're not, you need to have a portfolio that's designed so that it doesn't drop that far, right? I mean, if you look at the entire financial crisis, the market dropped 53%. How many of you are okay with that happening in your retirement accounts?
You know, and many of you are thinking, well, you know, it's an election year and things, I want to see how that all plays out. And we recently did a webinar actually relative mm-hmm. to how is the election going to impact your retirement. And, you know, Ken, I was talking to you about this the other day. I said, you know, our retirements are hopefully going to last 20, 30, for some people, almost 40 years. And does it really matter? I mean, okay, so we have an election this year. In 4 years, we're going to have another election. In 4 years, we're going to have another election. It's planning for the long term, not just this four-year window of who's going to be president for the next 4 years.
Or not the four-year, but even the next 2, 3, 4, 5 months, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it, but it's planning for the long term and not really looking at, does it matter who's president for the next 4 years? Yes. I mean, there are a lot of things that are relative, but can another president come in and change it? Absolutely.
Sure. And we talk about the retirement red zone all the time, that 5 months or 5 years prior to retirement and the 5 years after retirement as being so crucial, because if you don't have an understanding of your downside risk and the market takes a big dive in those 5 years before you retire, you may find yourself having to work longer, right? And many of you tell us, no, I don't want that. I want to make sure I can retire. Well, then you need to back down on the risk of your portfolio before you retire. And same thing with the 5 years after you retire. Big losses up front in a portfolio right in the first 5 years of retirement, they can wipe you out. And because you're using that money now to produce income, and downturns while you're producing income can reverse dollar cost average your portfolio, and that can be a really ugly thing. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to Your Retirement Highway. It's Ken and Laurie Heise of Heise Advisory Group, and you can reach us at 314-328-4400 if you'd like to reach out and have some conversations about how these risks might impact your retirement.
Yeah, and we can't help you unless you pick up the phone and call. And whether you would like to schedule just a short 15 or 30 minute phone call to address some of your questions, we're obviously doing in-office visits. We're still doing virtual meetings. So whatever works best for you, we want to accommodate you and make you feel comfortable. But again, 314-328-4400. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about what things might be lurking in your retirement waters.
So going back to the drop in the market, and I just wanted to finish a thought on that. The concept that a lot of people think is that the older you get, the safer your money should become. So that as you get to 70, you know, maybe you use the rule of 100, right? So at age 70, 70% of your money should be safer, 30% of your money in the market. As you get to 80, it's 80-20, so on and so forth. And I'm not sure that I completely agree with that. And again, because I think your money should be the safest in that red zone, that 5 years before and the 5 years after retirement. Make sure that you're really working to protect more of your principal and not be susceptible to large losses. When you get out to 75 and age 80, the market losses aren't going to have the same impact on you then as they're going to have on you, say, at age 65 or 66, right?
And as you refer to the go-go years where you're most active early on in retirement,
yeah.
Spending more, doing more, traveling, and enjoying life more.
And why do we talk about those go-go years?
Well, I mean, we're talking about those relative to, you know, generating income, you know, to sustain the more active years of your life. which is in the beginning.
Well, even more importantly, and Lori, you're the one that has always been preaching this on me, is life is short, and if you retire, get out and do your bucket list things. Use those go-go years. Go do the things that you've always dreamt and you've always planned for. And get through that phase and do as much as you can, front-end load your expenses, and then you're going to eventually hit your slow-go years. And if you live long enough, yes, you'll get into the no-go years where you just, you know, you're 90 years old, you're probably not very active, and, you know, life's a different picture. I see too many people wait too long, and they don't get a chance to do the things that they wanted to do. That's why we talk so much about those go-go years.
Right. And then out of all the risks, okay, and there's one left. I mean, there's a multitude, but and it's probably the thing that we hear the most common and is the most repeated concern of the families, and it's running out of money. Will I have enough to last? And so how we help pre-retirees and retirees feel more confident that they'll have income that they need to live in retirement is through very purposeful and very specific planning to make sure that we are providing for not just what you want, but first of all, what you need, and to have that amount guaranteed for your income. And then what would you like? And that goes back to, Ken, the go-go years in the beginning of retirement and phasing into the other parts.
Yeah. And I truly believe in my heart of hearts, the best way to make sure you don't run out of money, have a good holistic retirement plan. Know what your spending is. Understand what you want that dream to be. Make sure you've created the income plan. Make sure that your investment plan is matching that. Don't overdo the downside risk in your portfolio. It's reverse dollar cost averaging. When markets go down and people need income, their portfolios run out sooner. The increased potential in tax increases. Tax increases could take a bigger bite of your retirement income. That means you're going to have to withdraw more. When you withdraw more, you potentially could run out of money faster. So we're living longer. We've got healthcare expenses that we're not really fully understanding. Maybe it's the rate of inflation that we're not applying. Maybe we're not understanding the impact of low interest rates and how that impacts our retirement. Maybe we're not really getting in tune with how drops in the market can impact. All of these combined together into that last risk of running out of money, and it's why it's the number one fear of all retired people.
And that's how we help you putting together these plans to cover all of these things, including all of your Social Security planning, which was not something we even talked about on the show mm-hmm. today, but how all of those pieces fit together. And we can't help you unless you pick up the phone and give us a call and let us talk about your personal situation. Let us share with you how we can help you put together this holistic retirement plan.
Well, let's put it together and help make sure that you don't run out of money. Let's make sure that we've talked about all these risks that are lurking around in your retirement waters. The last thing you want is like Jaws to come jump out of the water and take a big bite out of your retirement plan. This is what we do for folks day in and day out, and we would love to be able to sit down and help you look at these risks and how they may impact your retirement plan down the road. So we are here. We are Heise Advisory Group, and you can reach us at 314-328-4400. Don't let more time go by without starting your plan. This is not the time for procrastination. This is the time to really be proactive, do your planning, get your ducks in a row, make sure that you've got a good holistic retirement planning advisor that knows the ins and outs of these risks and can help you with your plan. We're here to help you, and we'd love to have you come into the office or do a virtual meeting, whatever's most convenient for you. We are here, and the number again, 314-328-4400. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great week, and we'll be back with you next week right here on Your Retirement Highway on KMOX.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and HYSE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. HYSE Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by HYSE Advisory Group. A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. This radio show is a paid placement.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.